Well, we were a bit worried to begin with this year because, as everybody knows, there's not been quite as much rain in our current wet season that we would like. And it started off fairly slowly. Last week was our first week. But this week it's really hotting up. We've got lots of people training and registering. So we do ask people to make sure that they come and do some training around quality of the fruit, where they're to pick from, looking after trees, etc. And we ask them also to seek permission from traditional owners of country where they're picking. So there's quite a hob of activity in at the Women's Centre at the moment, with the training and the registering, but then also with the pickers bringing some fruit in.
I know at the start of the year you were expecting it to be a bit of a bumper crop. Has the fruit held on?
Well, yeah, after that really great rain over Christmas time, we were really excited, but then it didn't happen, and there didn't seem to be as much fruit around, but it's bigger this year. The actual quality of the fruit seems to be better, and there are some areas that still have really good, really good fruit. So at the moment, I think I've got about half a dozen women sitting out on a tarp in the under the back porch of the Women's Centre, sorting the plums that they've brought in.
How many tonnes are you aiming for? What's the permit?
Well, our permit allows us to take up to 10 tonnes, which the experts say is about 0.001% of the actual yield in this region. Last year we got just over 4 tonnes. This year we're aiming for about 6. So last week was pretty slow, as I said, but yesterday we got 150 kilos in. Today we will probably get, given the activity that's here at the moment, we'll probably get at least that today. So if we get 150 kilos a day, we'll be aiming certainly for that 6-tonne mark.
Is there any reason why you don't go for the full 10 tonnes that you're permitted to get?
Well, we'd love to, and if we get more than 6, we'll be really happy. It's just that, you know, there's a fair bit of work involved in bringing the plums in sorting them, weighing them, grading them. Then we've got a really big U-Butte Super Duper Blast Freezer that freezes up to 100 kilos of the fruit at a time in about an hour and a half. So it's snap frozen to retain the vitamin C content, which of course is one of the major attributes of this fruit. So capacity-wise, look, if the season goes longer, we may well be able to get, be great if we could get up to 8 or 10, but we're a bit of a small outfit, so we don't want to aim too high and be disappointed.
Because my understanding is you have no trouble in selling it.
Look, we're actually working with some other organisations. We're actually collaborating with the people over in Broome, and a really great foundation called the Kindred Spirits Foundation that is actually looking to set up a cooperative, so that the market out there is quite huge, and of course the issue is the market wants consistency of supply. So we've actually realised that by collaborating with other producers across the top end, we're more likely to be able to have that consistency of supply. For example, if a cyclone hits Broome or if something happens here, there will always be some supply for the market. And Kindred Spirits Foundation is certainly helping us develop those markets both nationally and internationally.
So essentially setting up a Kakadu plum cooperative.
Yes, that's what we're aiming to do. We had a great meeting a couple of weeks ago in Melbourne, in fact, with some lawyers and some, you know, business acumen to help us look at the best way, the sort of simplest way, but also the most equitable way to do that.
Because very roughly, 6 tonnes of Kakadu plum, how valuable is that to the community?
Well, we're paying out at $11 a kilo, so that goes 66,000 back into the community if it's 6 tonnes, and that's money that's external money that comes in. So it's really important to try and find activities, employment, even if it's seasonal or short term, that people love to do and that they get recompensed for.
It's harvest time and it sounds busy there where you are today.
It's incredibly busy at the moment.
Which is great.
We have, so apart from the pickers, We also have four local women engaged at least part-time to do the sorting and the weighing and the grading, but they're also running the training programs, which is fantastic this year. So the local women are actually taking on more of the coordination and management role of this really great industry.
How long are you expecting harvest to go for this year, Margot?
Possibly. It's usually about 3 months. So
okay.
April, May, June. Yep. And in fact, one of the traditional owners from Fossil Head actually said it's really just starting down there now and they're getting some great fruit. And she said there'll be fruit right through till the end of June probably. So well, it'd be great if it was during bush holiday time because, yeah, and it's, the whole families can go out then. And I mean, that's the lovely thing of it too, is that families can go out on a Sunday and spend some time together and kids go to school on Monday and the mums bring in bags of wonderful fruit for us to buy.
It's a great industry. Stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries at all. Thank you.